le'alef siva, le'alef iyar, sorry, or le'alef iyar, back to the Shmaitza here. Baruch Hashem, we are the first people in history to have a Seder in Shmaitza and to progress past Shmaitza Aleph Perek Yud. And we're actually holding in Shmaitza Gimel. And we're going to start from the beginning of Perek Dalet. It's a little chazara, and maybe for people who are joining us now trying to decide just how good these cookies are, it'll be maybe, it's not new ideas. If you're familiar with chazaka and rov and chazaka d'meikara and chazkas aguf, nothing's really that new, so we'll see how it goes. We are starting from the beginning of an inyan, although there's really no such thing in the Shmaitza. Shmaitza Gimel Perek Dalet. The official inyan of Shmaitza Gimel is about different types of chazakas. The first Shmaitza was about tzveikas. We certainly got our fill of that. The second Shmaitza was a potpourri of tzveikas and rov and chazaka and all types of, and bori and all types of things. And now Shmaitza Gimel is focused back on purely chazaka. Kosov HaBeis Yosef B'Sefer Bedek HaBayis V'Zel L'Shono Kosov Orchos Chayim B'Shem HaToysefta. You had a shoychit, he shechted a lot of animals going an hour ago, a day ago, a week ago, a month ago, half a year ago. And he became a mumer, and he's possible to shecht if you become a mumer. A mumer means a pashtus, either a technical mumer, or maybe he even converted to Christianity, a real mumer, but kaponim, he's possible to shecht. He became posel to shecht, he became a rasha, and he became choshud, and you can't trust the shechita. Now the question is, he did that at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's when he was caught. So now the question is, what about l'mafreya? So the she'im shochat oniker chelev v'chaker chemer ba'oso hayom hakol kosher at kan l'shono. That's what the Beis Yosef says. Kosher. Now that's obviously that's going to be based on the simple. I mean, it gets very complicated. There's a cheskus kashrus. There's a chazaka. There's a chazaka that he was kosher up till now, and only now he became no good. That's very simplistic. If you remember the Shmaitza in the previous prokim, we're going to see about the mikvah that was found to be chaser, where we don't say that. And that's what we're going to be dealing with. But that's what the Beis Yosef says.
What's the problem? You don't know when he became a mumer?
You don't know when, right. You don't know when he actually became bad, became a mumer. Became technically a mumer.
In actuality or in thought?
No, in thought would not passel the shechita, in actuality. So we don't know. We know 2 o'clock. We don't know about before, but we have a suffix. It's like the mikveh. You checked the mikveh and you found that it only has 39 saw. Now you say, what about an hour ago? What about 2 hours ago? What about yesterday? Maybe you have to passel the mikveh from the last time that it was checked and it had 40. And you have to say it's all no good. Or you say, no, there's a chazaka and it's only passel from now on, 39. So there's a different factors that come into play, and we'll be learning about those factors. So we start with the Beis Yosef that says, he's kosher up until the time that we saw that he became a mumer. Ubechuvas hagonim basroyisham roisi kosov chuvah achas lahachmer bezeh b'shoichet umishum demuki beimu becheskos iser. We have varei hirshia lefanecha ukemo b'mikva shenimdad ayin sham. There's a case in Maseches Nidah of Beis Hamidbeis, a very famous case of the mikveh that you checked and it was found to be chaser. So there the Gemara says everything is tamei. Everything that was nitval in the mikveh is now tamei, going back to which time that we know the mikveh at 40 saw. Why? Because there's two factors that we combine. The Gemara calls that a very famous phrase, tarte l'reyosa. Two things, problem. A, harei chaser lefanecha. That's what called the reyosa, the chazaka. You see now there's a problem. Okay? You certainly have that by the shoychit, harei mumer lefanecha. You know now he's a mumer. The Gemara combines that with the cheskas tumma of all the things that we now have a suffix about everything. We don't know. It's a real suffix. According to the rules of Shmaitza Aleph, it's a suffix. It's not just you don't know, which would be a balabatish garet to say you don't know. But it's a richtik a suffix. It's a suffix. So if a suffix, so you have a cheskas tumma, because all the things were known to be tumma, and you don't know if they became tahar. Because now you're masupik if they became tahar. So they have a cheskas tumma. Okay, so that's two against one, we'll call it. You have the cheskas kashrus of the mikvah. You know at one point it was 40. So that's a chazaka that the mikvah has. On the other hand, you have hayrei chaser lefanecha, combining with the cheskas tumma of the items. So hereby the sheichit claims the tshuvas hagoinim, you have hare mumar lefanecha, and you have the equivalent of the things that are tomei, b'cheskos tumah, you have the behema is called b'cheskos iser. A behema, we have a rule in Maseches Chulin that behema is considered to be b'cheskos iser until you know for sure it had a good shechita. Again, until you know for sure it had a good shechita. Once it had a good shechita, and now you have a suffix about treifa and this, so then it's a cheskos okay. But till you know that it had a good shechita, it's b'cheskos iser. It happens to be a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. What's the cheskos iser? Rashi implies that you had the cheska that it was usur because of Eivim and Achai, and it's called machzikin me iser le iser. Now you know it's not Eivim and Achai anymore. The animal should rest in peace. It's for sure dead. But it might be an avela. So Rashi's chiddush is you transpose. You can extend the chazaka. Even if you know the state of the previous chazaka is no longer existent, but if it sort of hooks up with another one that has the same effect, in this case it has the same effect that the animal is usur. Okay? That's Rashi Shita. Tosis comes up with something called a cheskas she'ena zvucha. It's becheskas that it was not shechted, that it didn't become mutter through shechita. It's kind of a interesting idea. We're not going into it now. Cheska she'ena zvucha. But al kaponim, an animal is usur until proven mutter. Right? Until proven that it was shechted properly. Again, you have to realize the fact that this is maybe also a chiddush, but this is what's assumed, that if you found the guy that became a mumer at 2 o'clock, so it's called a reyusa enough that at 1 o'clock it's called a suffix. Again, everybody that was here for Shmaitza Aleph understands the import of saying it's a suffix, because or else you know behema b'chayeha is b'cheskos iser omedes until you know for sure it was shechted good is only if you have a suffix how it was shechted, not if you don't know.
Is there a major difference between this and mikvah? That mikvah you could go back to a specific time where you measured it and it was kosher. You knew there was 40 saw in there and something you knew. What are you going back
here
to?
You probably have a point in time that you know he was not a mumer. Probably you have that.
Based on what? He didn't get up and say, hey, I'm a kosher yid. You know.
But we're going l'chumra here. We're combining hari mumer l'fanecha with the cheskos iser of the animal. You're just making things worse. That it should be more osur. You know, you're saying you don't even have a chazaka. The guy doesn't even have a cheskos kashrus. Like, b'chlal, right. What's the base Yosef talking about? On what basis is he saying I call kosher? Mm-hmm. So, we'll see. But you're just adding to the tshuvas hagonim. You're making it even worse. You're saying there's not even, it's not even two against one. It's two against zero, maybe. Mm-hmm. But, okay. We'll see. Okay? So that's the issue here. That's the machlokas. The Beis Yosef says kosher, 1 o'clock shechitas are kosher, and the Tshuvas HaGoinim says it's like the mikvah case, and therefore everything's osur, because you combine Harei Mumer Lefanecha with the Cheskas Isser of the Behema. Ubetvu Ashor, says the Shmaitza, Posigamkin Lahachmer Bezeh, Besheichet Shehemir, Kivan Dare Hirshia Lefanecha. Okay, Bayan Sham, the Zelashon Habach, Svirle, the Beshechet, Uboidik, Osulam Afreya, Kishanasa Choshud. Okay, everybody's piling up on the Beis Yosef. The Chindas, Ataz, Omna Mashach, Upri Chodosh, they hold like the Beis Yosef. Kosu Bipshitus, the Loilam Ein Lesolam Afreya, Duki Gavrach Eskosei, it's So that answers your question. We do consider the person to have had a cheskos kashrus. We know he wasn't born a mumer. He had a bar mitzvah. He threw bags at him. So he has a cheskos kashrus. Vados ashor kosher hoya. He's still, they're not dealing with the issue of why isn't it like mikveh that you have tarte l'reyusa. And the chlam, he has a cheskos kashrus. But you have harei mumer lefonecha with the cheskos iser of the animal. That is not dealing with. They're dealing with your issue. No, you have a cheskos kashrus, and we follow the cheskos kashrus, and the Beis Yosef is right. Says the Vilnyan Dina, says the Shmaitzel, to me a lituva, I don't get it. Am I the pshitalei lahashach lahokel? Still the Tzvur Shor talking? Okay, thank you. Am I the pshitalei lahashach lahokel, or non kaimel and kravhuna, lesor, b'sheichet b'sakin boduk? We learned that in the past, it's not negeya. Now to say the case again, he shechted with a sakin that was checked, and then when imso pogum lachar shchita, the lo osi chazoka the sakin the isra umosi midei cheskos iser the behema. No, it's like the mikvah. You have a problem now that you see, and you have a counter a chazoka le iser. So that combines, and it's osir. Vayin shom that the tuashor brings Trehevi Divrei Toisus Bechulin Beplukta De Ravuna V'Rav Chisto Mashik Shu Tois V'Shom. Again, I apologize to people who are joining us. We won't go over everything, but it's not so no gay to go over everything. V'Helo De Kamlo Shaykhin Kol Aterusim Sheba Toisvis. It's really not no gay. There's a case in the Gemara which should be comparable to Mikvah Shanimdad. Toisus gives three terutzim why it's not like the case of the mikveh. The Tvuah Shor says none of those terutzim apply here, meaning this should be like the mikveh. You know, don't think, oh, I remember Toisus somewhere that said three terutzim why things are not like the mikveh, and it's different din. He says, yeah, okay, but nothing works out here. This should be like the mikveh very much. V'im kain, so we'll just go right. V'im kain doima la mikvah shenimdad v'nimtze choser debezen nami shaya choser va'asoy. It is an interesting svara. One of the svaras of the mikvah is because things don't, it just doesn't lose a saw like that. There's a leak. And if there's a leak, it leaked out little by little. So that's called an added problem with the chazaka that it was full 40 saw because there must have been a leak. Is a problem with the mikvah. So even if it didn't leak out enough to become less than 40 saw, but that's what chaser va'asoy means, and it makes the chazaka of the mikvah more problematic. So here he says also, I guess this is one of the terutim of Taisus. Here also, a guy doesn't wake up one morning and say, I'm going off the derech. It's a process. So therefore his cheskos kashrus is problematic. Because it's like saying the chazaka of the mikveh, that it's a good mikveh, is problematic, because it's obviously a leak. So a guy wakes up, doesn't wake up 2 o'clock and become a mumer. So it's like a leak. So it is like the mikveh.
That's what we were discussing before this year. In other words, it's possible. I said, how do you say that by mumer? In other words, when Pesach asked before, he had to do he asked the rabbi, if he just has, if he doesn't believe in God.
No. We're not talking about that he was a mumer. We're not saying when we say the mikveh had a leak, chaser da'asoy, we don't mean to say that we're assuming it was, that tells us to assume it was possible before. We're just saying a reason why there's a problem with the cheskos kashrus of the mikveh. It was always shaky. There was a leak. It was starting to lose water. So you can't follow, that chazak is problematic, because it had like a built-in problem with it. It had a leak,
So might it become possible earlier?
So it's more of a problem. It's more possible that it became before. So here also, the guy doesn't decide to become a mummer at 2 o'clock. When he, yes.
But David is asking, saying his decision doesn't make any difference anyway.
Right, but it makes the chazaka less. We don't know if he might have been a mummer before. This is another nail in the coffin of the chazaka, of the cheskos kashrus. Because it's a process. It didn't just happen at 2 o'clock. If something just happened at 2 o'clock, so you say, okay, it's a chazaka. Up until 2 o'clock, you have to assume it's okay. But if you know that the leak was there the whole time, and we know you're musufik when the leak went below the red line. So then, that's mikvah. That's what Taisa says. Taisa says that's what Taisa says in your site. That when do you ignore, so to speak, the chazaka of the mikvah, and you let the harei chaser lefonecha be so meaningful that it's going to hook up with the cheskos tumah, is when there was always a leak. Otherwise, we would probably ignore the chazaka dahashta. We would ignore. It's chasal lefanecha, okay, but we have a chazaka that it was good up till now. That's always the problem when you learn Maseches Nidah on Beis Amid Beis, that the Gemara gives significance to harei chaser lefanecha. Because, so what? But we have a chazaka. Okay, two against one. But why is it two against one? Why are we even machshiv harei chaser lefanecha? So that's what, this is not partial what I'm saying, this is like, very, very but complicated inyan. I'm just focused on the Tosfos and Kulin that says you need the element of there was a leak all along to be machshiv, I'll call it, the harei chaser lefonecha, to okay. Give it.
But that also means then, exactly what you're saying, that you can't say there was a chazaka up until now.
Right. That's what Tosfos' point is. You can't really say there was a chazaka up to. Technically, there was. Because you don't know that it was no good before. It doesn't mean, the Gemara doesn't mean there was a leak, and you know for sure that it became puzzle 2 hours ago, and then there wouldn't be an issue. We don't know when it went below critical mass of 40 saw, but there's obviously a leak. A saw doesn't just disappear.
Right,
the guy doesn't just become a Muslim.
This case is worse, because like you said, he doesn't wake up at 2 o'clock
right.
in the morning and say,
okay. So that's what the Tvor Shor points out, and therefore it should be like the mikvah. Vayin Shomba Tvor Shor B'meshah Docharayas Pri Chodosh B'soif Perek HaShoichet. Again, we're not going to go into any of these things, we're really just chazering. V'sof Tvorov Zeloshono V'avo Gav Devi Yomar Shal Perekid Anosh Et Shuvah Achaz Domash Mosham Lohokel HaDvorim Stumim. I don't get it. There's all the Tvor Shor talking. V'lo Esparish Taimur. I don't have any clarity why it should be Mutter here, why we should go Lekula. Loy dechinan, we don't push aside kol hodl el bisura diaraisa mikameha ad kan lashona tu ashor ayin shab. Case closed, he says, the truas agoinim is right, the machmirim are right. I don't get the Beis Yosef. I don't get anybody that tries to explain the Beis Yosef. It's mamish like the mikvah. Comes the shmeitza to the rescue. Vachar ha'iyu nira bezeh kedivri hashach.
After
Ian. Well, I hope after Ian. He didn't just flip a coin and say, I like the Shach. The Shach's right. Vachar Yanira Bezekadivri Ashach. Shanoita Achari Divri Abbas Yosef. Lahakshir HaBehemo Behemer HaShoichid Vein Lifso Shchitosolam Afreya. So first, he's going to bring Rayas. He's not going to explain the difference. He's going to bring Rayas that when you have a case that someone became Puzzle or Rosha. Well, he's going to bring similar cases that you see clearly it's only from now on. You're not choshesh that it was before. Then he's going to explain why, what happened to mikvah. But first he's going to, that's how he sets it up. He's going to bring rayas to the din. And then he's going to go back and say, taka, why isn't it like mikvah? Rayal Azemeh had the Kaimalon and Bavakamo. We have a famous case called Eid Zoyman Umafreya Hunifsal. Right, the Eid Zoyman in the sugya of Eid Zoyman Afreyu Nifsal. The Eino Nifsal Alamisha. In other words, even if you hold Eid Zoyman Afreyu Nifsal, see, right, Eidim came, Eidim Zoyman in. They said these guys are liars. So, Abaye holds. Do I have it right? Maybe I have the sheet mixed up. Anyway, that's a tremendous chiddush. He said the Eidus 2 months ago, and now we, what?
It's
Rava's chiddush. Okay, thank you. Rava says Mikano Lahaba Hu Nifsal, which is a tremendous chiddush. And it was from now on, not from when he said the Eidus, from when they said when they made them into Eidim Zoymimin. They made them into Zoymimin on April 1st. Let's stay away from April 1st. They made them Zaydim in on Eor 1. But they said the Eidus that now we say is false on Nisan 1. So Rava says a tremendous Chiddush, they only become puzzle from Eor 1. And that's really counter, it's almost not rational. Like, why? They said the false Eidus that makes them into Rishonim, a Nisan one. Why should they only become puzzled for me or one? So Rav says it's a Chiddush, Ein Lech Bo El Chidusho, and however that's to be understood. Abaye already says L'mafreyahu Nifzu, says the Shmaita, but it didn't occur to anyone to say he becomes puzzled before L'mafreya, before he said the Eidus Sheker, right? He became puzzled from when you found out he's a Rasha, from when he said the Eidus Sheker. You're not choshish that an Eidus he said a week before that should be puzzled.
It's not that you found out he's a Rasha, that's when he made himself a Rasha. Right?
You found out now, year one, that he said false Eidus. Now, saying false Eidus is the equivalent of doing a Maaser Rishus. The reason he becomes puzzled is because he is a Rasha. Good. Now, oh, wait a second. What about yesterday? What about the day before that? So we're not choshish, mechitesi. The guy became a Rasha on a certain date. That's all. So that's what he says. And even if you hold L'mafreya, see, don't get confused by the word L'mafreya. L'mafreya here only goes back to the time he said the Eidus. Doesn't go back to before that. No one's going to say that, no one says it, no one suggests it in the Gemara. The Gemara is only talking about from Iyar 1 or from Nisan 1. No one talks about the last week of Adar. Raya 1, to the din. Uberperek Meruba, Pligir Rabbonim, Rabbi Yossi, Be'edim She'idu al Agneva, that someone stole something, V'achakach al Hatficha, that he shechted it, and he has to pay now a 4 or 5. Tesavi Rabbonon, Toich Kedei Dibur Lav Kedibur Domi, meaning the Imhuzmu al Hatficha. This is complicated. Again, we're not going to go into it. It's not so negeya. The point is that they say the imhuzmu ala tficha lo nifsalu b'meshe eidu ala gneva, because that was before. No, here's beferish that the eidus they said even a few seconds before in the same breath before they were muzum on the eidei tficha, so they only become puzzle from the tficha and on. From the Eidus Tzvicha and on. That the Eidus Gneva that they said 3 seconds before that remains valid. So that's Beferish, Beferish. V'loyam rinan kivitshu achshav choshud shema hershia koidem. V'i neima, and if you'll tell me, the gabi shoychit amrinan hershia v'asoi, that it's a process and we were afraid all along he was becoming a Rasha. V'nifsal shchitosol amafreya. Bishum the Hamid Behema Becheska Sisser, the Shmaitzer strengthens his kasha. If you have Tarte Lureyosa here, you certainly have the equivalent of Tarte Lureyosa there, because you're being Motzi Momen there, the Becheska's Momen. So if here you're going to combine the Sheikhitz Hare Mumer Lefanecha with the Cheska's Isser of the Behema, you certainly should combine Hare Rosha Lefanecha of the Eidus and the Cheska's Momen of the guy. Should be invalidated. He wants to be motzi mammon. He wants to say it's a gneva. He has to return the money. But the guy is a cheskos mammon. The chazaka of the mammon should be as good as the chazaka of the animal, becheskos iser. So you should be able to combine harei rosha lufanecha. First of all, he says the Gemara, like the first riot, the Gemara, it doesn't occur to the Gemara that he should be puzzled before. And he says, grad, here you have the elements that the Tvua Shor says, like by mikvah. You have a hookup of Tarte L'Reyusa. Hare Rosha L'Fanecha, he said false Eidus. And there's a Cheskos Mammon. So the Cheskos, so you want to be Mitzi Mammon from the guy by saying there was a Gneva. Cheskos Mammon is adifa mikol hachazakas. Cheskos Mammon is the strongest chazaka that there is. Kimavur besugi d'hoyu b'mumen. Boy, we spend a lot of time on that. Vayim hashikasavdi b'shmaitzav beis perik beis. V'chivan d'muchach b'shas. Since it's clear from the Gemara, the eduso shehayed b'mumen kosher, even if it took place a few seconds before the edus of the tvicha, for which it was shown to be Eidus Sheker. Mikol shekein eduso shehayet beisur. Mikol shekein eduso. B'nei shehayet koydim shenaso chashud. Mikol shekein eduso shehayet beisur. What do you have? What we call Mikoshkin a duso shahayud? So a duso shahayud means the eidim that were made that the guy was a mumer.
No.
Where does eidus come in?
We're relying on him to do the shita.
What? They do so shehayed beisr. I don't know what those words mean, but he's talking about the mumer. Yeah. So where does the word eidus come in? You mean talking about because people were mayor that he became a mumer?
No.
I don't know what the word eidus means, but he certainly means the same. Because came the mumer case should be that way. The chaim of war betur.
By the way.
He didn't discuss any lomdus yet.
So when he brought it, when he brought this up, he said, if you want to bring up like the word sure, so he said that.
He says here also it's the equivalent of chaser v'asur. V'chem avur b'tur v'shulchan aruch ha'shemishbet de'in zomim in anitzel ha'mafreya ela mishor shehe'el eidus ha'shehuzam. Even if you go to Mafreya, it's only from the point in time when he said the eidus. V'kol ma shehe'et koydem ha'dois ha'shah, but before that, Kol shaloha yotachidei dibur, because we paskin tachidei dibur is kedibur dami. Kosher kemavur beperek meruba beidei gneva beidei tficha. V'od raya. One more raya. Mitoisus perakama dechulin. Shehikshu b'sheichet b'shabbes. Right. The mukilah b'mezid. The Gemara says it. The Mishnah says if you sheichet b'shabbes, it's the kosher shechita. And the Gemara ends up saying it's something about he did it amazing. Im kein havimum l'chalal Shabbos u'shchitaso psula. The tirtzu also pam loy choshev mumah l'mitzol shchitaso. That the shchita that made him a mumer is not possible. He becomes a mumer, but he wasn't a mumer yet. For Rambam beferish a mishnayis, and therefore the shchita's kosher. For Rambam beferish a mishnayis kosov v'chivin d'koydim sheshochat. Harov, the roiv of the simonim, before he did a proper shechita, mekalkel hu. It's not even a melech Shabbos. V'loy nasa mumer ela ki gomer l'shechita. When he finishes the shechita, mishmochi shchitasa kishera. Akoponim, that's all very nice, but if you say that if the guy's a rasha, so you choishes that a minute ago he was a rasha, and you can combine it with the cheskos iser of the animal, so you got a problem. If he name a kol shehershia lefanecha. Amrinun Ema Hershia Koidem. Maybe he became a Rasha before. Ushchitaso Psula Imkain Kivendulafanenu Chilel Shabbos. Ema Hershia Koidem. Imkain Havale Mumer Kvar. Because a Muchach Poshut, then Machzikin also Barasha Lamafreya. All the cases are a person became a Rasha. Note. Note that all the cases of the Shmaitza, I mean, that's the case we're dealing with. The mumer, the guy that became a mumer, became a rasha. And then there's the machlekes, yeah, like mikvah, not like mikvah, whatever. And then all the shmaitzes rayas, I'm just making a note of it. All the shmaitzes rayas are all taka cases of a person becoming a rasha.
It's a zomim is like
a rasha, yeah.
Not a Jew anymore. I mean, you can't
count on him. No, but he's a rasha. That's why he's apostle eid. Al toshis yotchem rasha liol seit chomos. My point is, it's not like a mikvah. They're all one. We're going to learn tomorrow night, Mitzvah Shem, the reasoning. The Shmaitzer didn't say his reasoning yet. Why isn't it like mikvah? I'm pointing out that all of the cases are the same. They're all when a guy became a rasha at 2:00, and you say, well, then you do not assume or even be chayshish that he was a rasha at a minute or two. And they're all the same case of rasha. When do you say, when do you assume maybe something different about rasha? We'll see.
Yeah, just wondering.
Yeah, we'll see. Okay, we'll stop there.